Howdy, podcast people. This is Matt, the stay-at-home geek dad in Northern California. You found the Geek Dad Show, and this is a special edition, What's in My Bag? Hello, all of you out there, and welcome to the Geek Dad Show. I am bringing you a special edition of the podcast today, where you will be hearing my latest recording for Hacker Public Radio, an episode entitled, What's in My Bag? Doing a What's in My Bag episode is something of a rite of passage on HPR. Often one of the first couple of podcasts a new host records for HPR is a What's in My Bag episode. This is my fourth offering on HPR, and I hope you enjoy it. Incidentally, the show dropped yesterday on HPR, so if you subscribe, you will already have this episode in your feed. Thanks for listening, and now, here's my HPR episode in its entirety. Bye-bye. Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is the Geek Dad. My name is Matt, and I am the stay-at-home Geek Dad in Northern California, coming to you from beautiful Southern California, where I'm on vacation with my family. I had a little bit of time to myself, so I thought I would record an episode for HPR. I am going to go with a What's in My Bag episode. I'm basing this episode on a blog post I did last fall for Nightwise over at nightwise.com, and he did a whole week of guest bloggers doing What's in My Bag. So I'm going to sort of go through that blog post, and I will, of course, include a link to it in the show notes. I also will reference a photograph that accompanied the article on nightwise.com, and I will link that in the show notes as well. So let's get started with what's in my bag. First off, the bag itself is a messenger-style bag with a zippered main compartment, a zippered exterior compartment on each end, and four large pockets surrounding the main pocket inside the bag. As I am the Geek Dad, this bag is, in fact, a repurposed diaper bag. We got several diaper bags with our two kids, and this particular one was never used. I found it in a closet and decided to use it as my tech bag. As an added bonus, one of the end pockets is designed to transport a bottle for feeding a baby, so it's insulated. Now, usually you'll find either a bottle of water or a bottle of Diet Mountain Dew in this pocket when I'm carrying it around. Moving on to gear, you will come to find that I am very much a mobile type of guy. Front and center is my mobile phone, which is an LG G3 on the Sprint network. We recently, last fall, has switched from Verizon to Sprint. I left my Galaxy S3 behind and moved on to the LG G3. I love the phone. The only downside, really, is battery life. To combat this, I turned the brightness way down, and I have associated my calendar and contacts with my own cloud server running on DigitalOcean. Using CalDAV and CardDAV, I have all the functionality I need, and for some reason, the fewer Google services I use, the longer my battery lasts. Along with my phone are a pair of earbuds, which I use to listen to music and podcasts while driving or on the treadmill. I also have a nice set of over-the-ear Bluetooth headphones, the type that have the bar that goes around the back of your head as opposed to over the top of your head, which is nice, and I like those a lot. I also keep a microfiber cleaning cloth for all my devices, and I also use it to keep my sunglasses clean. Living in California, we have a lot of sun, and my eyes get strained very easily, so I keep my sunglasses clean and with me all the time. Also in my bag is my Kindle. It's an e-ink Kindle. I'm an avid reader, and I love my e-books. With the Kindle, I have a micro USB cable along with a 110-volt wall charger and a 12-volt car charger. And both of these can be used to charge either my phone or my Kindle if I am on the road. I also carry a small tripod and mount that holds my cell phone. I can also unscrew the mount and screw the tripod into my Zoom H4N, which is a mobile recorder, and it's what I'm using right now to record this podcast. So I can keep that with me as well, and the tripod works great for that. I keep the mount for my cell phone, so if I want to watch a video or use Skype or Google Hangouts for a video call, I can do that without having to continually hold my phone. I also carry a notebook and a mechanical pencil for those rare occasions that I want to jot down an analog note. I tend to use Evernote on my phone for capturing most things. I also have a collection of cables that I keep with me, including a USB cable, an 1/8-inch stereo patch cable, and a full-size HDMI cable. I use those along with the main piece of tech in my bag, which is my Acer C720 Chromebook. I have it in a Case Logic sleeve-style case. You'll also see, if you check out the picture that I'm including with this podcast in the show notes, sitting on the Chromebook is a stack of business cards. I have some for my website and my podcast, which you can find at geekdad.thestrangeland.net. I've recently posted episode 5 of the Geek Dad Show, and I would love to have you guys check it out. I love my Chromebook. I do just about everything I do on the web, so I live in a browser. And it makes the Chromebook a great machine for me, even with the stock Chrome OS. Now, I have done some experimentation. I've loaded Elementary Freya on it, and I've loaded Zubuntu on it, and I even got it running off of a live DVD. It was on a USB stick, but it was a live DVD of Antergos, which is an Arch-based Linux distribution. So, but I currently keep just Chrome OS running on it in developer mode, and I use developer mode so that I can use the shell and use the SSH tools to access my home network when I'm on the road. And I do a lot of writing in Vim, so I have Vim on my server, and I can just SSH into it and pull up Vim, and I have my Vim environment just the way I like it. It's just as if I'm sitting in front of my machine at home. So, anyway, my friend and co-guest blogger on this particular In My Bag week, as well as a common contributor to Nightwise.com, is Daniel Messer, the cyberpunk librarian, and he says his favorite operating system is Firefox. He runs Firefox on Mac, Linux, and Windows, and he keeps all his data synced and sliding between the systems. I feel the same way about Chrome. I run it on my Linux machines, of course, and on my Chromebook. So that works out really well for me. Now, I do have a couple of minor exceptions as to doing everything that I do on my Chromebook. These exceptions are Skype and audio recording and editing. So right now, as I said, I'm recording into my Zoom H4N, and I will load this recording file onto my Linux laptop and pull it up in Audacity and clean it up and make sure that it is ready to go. I'm excited now that Skype for Web is in beta, and I may be able to use that on my Chromebook coming up soon. Rounding out what's left in my bag, I have a stack of USB drives and also a 300 gigabyte Western Digital USB hard drive. I have lots of USB sticks with me all the time. I have one that just runs Tails Linux, so I can boot into an anonymous Linux if I'm out and about and I don't have access to my machine. Another one I have set up with multi-boot, so I can carry Clonezilla and System Rescue CD and Super Grub Disk and a couple of Linux distribution ISOs, whatever it is I'm interested in at the time. I usually keep a straight Ubuntu, the latest LTS, so if I need to demo Linux for a friend, I always have that with me. I subscribe to the theory of redundancy, which states if it doesn't exist in three places, it doesn't exist. So to that end, I always have plenty of USB storage with me. So I will let you know that I sometimes carry my main Linux laptop, which is a Lenovo V570. It's an i5, it's got 4 gigs of RAM, and it's my workhorse. It's currently running Ubuntu 14.04 with the Unity desktop, but I also have OpenBox and i3 installed just to noodle around with. I do enjoy doing some noodling when I'm not writing or working on the websites or, you know, working on a podcast. So, I sometimes carry a waterproof digital point-and-shoot camera. I am a geek dad, after all, so I'm out and about with my kids, and sometimes that means we're at the pool or the splash pad or running through the sprinklers at the park, and so it's nice to have a waterproof camera so that I don't have to worry about getting out my phone and using that every time I want to take a picture. So, I don't usually carry the charger for my Chromebook with me all the time. I get days of battery life, particularly when I'm using Chrome OS. So I haven't needed, for most times, when I'm out for the day, or even if I'm out for a couple of days, not needing the charging rig. If I'm on vacation like I am right now, I will throw it in the bag. It fits easily enough. So anyway, that's pretty much it for what's in my bag. These are the things that I carry pretty much all the time. I have started to carry the H4N with me on a more regular basis so that as I have time, if I want to sit down and record something, I have that available to do that. So I am going to sign off now. Thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio, and please record an episode. I want to say particular thanks to John Culp, who has been keeping us in shows fairly single-handedly for the last couple of weeks. John, I really appreciate your insights and your content, and I would encourage anyone else that's out there that wants to record a show, please record a show for Hacker Public Radio. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.